Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The pandemic has certainly brought most event planning to a standstill. However, one of our state's biggest annual events is still scheduled, albeit with a twist. Nancy Smith is general manager of the South Carolina State Fair. She's also chair of the International Association of Fairs and Expositions, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, let's just dive right into this year's South Carolina State Fair. Give us the dates and give us the details on what's happening and what's changed because of the pandemic.
This year, we said, will be a year like no other. The 2020 fair will be a new experience for us as well. It will be our first ever drive-through South Carolina State Fair. Those dates are October the 20th and the 21st, and we are looking forward to giving back to the community and bringing something positive here for everyone for a change.
Well, walk us through these logistics then. How does a drive-through fair operate?
We are going to be able to give folks a snippet of everything that they would see. We're having a fair drive-through part and also a drive-through food part. So for the food part, you will enter in through gate 6, and we'll have a lot of queuing lines in there for you because we're hoping there'll be lots of folks wanting to get some yummy food. You can line up to get your food, and then you'll exit out of gate 10, which is on Bluff Road, and you make your way on around to Rosewood Drive and come through the Rocket Gate. Make your way on around the fairgrounds, and we'll have some agriculture out there for you. We'll have our silos that will be out with some sugar cane and a great big pumpkin and watermelon. The Moore Building, you'll be able to see some quilting, maybe some sewing things, some great cakes that people would have put together for us, simulated kitchen, and some canning items. We're going to be doing some showcasing on our fine art and our student art programs here, have some great outdoor sculpture for you to view. And of course, the fair's roots are in agriculture. And I think that's one thing that we're most excited about this year is we're really going to be able to preview the agricultural roots of the fair. You'll see a lot of farm implements from old to new, and then some dairy cattle, beef cattle, swine, goats, draft mules. Great area that we're going to be calling Heritage Village to just see, you know, how America was formed and all of the hard work that went into that. When you come into the drive-through part of the fairgrounds, you will have a map that will guide you. We are going to have a little scavenger hunt involved in that as well. So, you know, you won't be able to get out of your car, which your safety is always our number one concern. You know, we were going to bring the circus to you folks this year, but you will not miss that either. So I would just kind of tease you with that a little bit. So we're going to have a little bit of everything in our first ever drive-through South Carolina State Fair.
And now, what is the normal attendance for the state fair? And do you have any projections of what you expect for the drive-through state fair?
We were about 427,000, give or take a few, last year. But your second part of that question is a really good as a really good question. In our fair industry, which thankfully we are very involved in our International Association of Fairs and Expositions, so we've been able to talk to some of our other fair friends, lots of folks have done the drive-through food portion, the fair portion of it not so much. So we know the food portion has been pretty popular. We don't really know what to expect, and that's kind of like in this COVID environment, you know, everything changes from minute to minute.
And I know that traffic control is always a big part of the fair every year. And I guess I'm just sensing this year it's going to be a really big part, handling the lines of cars.
We've got a really good plan going for that. When you will enter gate 6, and I think we have almost 3 miles of queuing into the parking lot before you get to your food stands. And what will happen is there will be 6 serving lines for the food, 7 concessionaires in each line. We have been doing major studies into how that's going to work. We'll have people stationed at every little interesting vignette during the fair drive to make sure that they continue moving on through, you know, in a timely manner. You know, we're excited about it, that we're able to include just anything you would, what more would you want to do on the October the 20th or the 21st?
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and all the best for this year's event.
Thank you very much.
Nancy Smith is the general manager of the South Carolina State Fair. She's also chair of the International Association of Fairs and Expositions. We will have a link to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.